You are listening to station WGN.
Oh, a microphony!
And a phony at the mic! Yeah. Whoa!
And radio became an accepted vehicle for nationwide news and opinion.
Notify all radio and TV stations to broadcast the following message.
Oh, is that the comedy spot?
No, Bubblehead, this isn't a comedy spot.
You're a fun guy, Dave. You're lonely on an island.
What a dope. What a maroon.
Quiet, please. In exactly 15 seconds, we'll be on the air.
This is exciting, isn't it?
5, 4, 3, 2.
And now, live from the Skyline Studios, here's Dave Plyer.
All right, I must admit, I don't feel very live tonight. I was up way too late in New York last night at this radio.
Oh, that's right.
Event. Yes. Good morning, Roger.
Good morning. You take the red eye back?
No, but I got up early enough where I was out too late, and I did that the night before, too. Just, you know, I had clients there.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
So we're talking about the National Radio Hall of Fame. It is part of the Museum of Broadcast Communications, which mm-hmm. I chair, and we decided this year once again to do it in New York, because we've got different exhibits at the museum, and there's just no room for that. So mm-hmm. we decided to do it in New York. Plus, a lot of the inductees we had there were New York-based, and we knew that... that would be a better place given the roster.
Sure.
That they
sure.
would be able Makes to attend sense. A little bit better. Exactly. Yeah. So Friday I was at Gotham Hall for the 2019 induction
ceremony. Did Batman come?
He did Hall? Not. But no. It looks this is a beautiful place.
Really?
Beautiful place.
Oh, wow.
So here's the inductees that were included. Some of you folks might know some of these people. Some of them are a little more regional. But uh-huh. Sean Hollywood Hamilton, he's the afternoon host at WKTU in New York. And Premier Network syndicated weekly top 30 countdown. Harry Harrison. Now I knew that
name. Familiar.
That's like a John Records Landecker, Bob Surratt, Larry Lujek
really?
Kind of guy of New York. He was a former morning man at New York's WMCA, WABC, WCBS FM.
Okay.
Kevin and Bean, morning host at KROQ K Rock in Los Angeles. Joe Madison, and I know you will, if you saw him, you would know him.
Okay.
If you don't know him by name, the Black Eagle, he's heard on Sirius XM's Urban View channel, and also he was on WXYZ Detroit, WLOL in Washington. Honestly, one of my favorite conversations of the evening, legendary broadcaster, and we're going to have him on our show soon. So
oh,
very
wonderful.
Cool guy. Yeah,
good.
Very cool guy. Jim Rome, host of the Jim Rome Show mm-hmm. on CBS Sports Radio. John Tesh.
Oh, yeah.
He's had a syndicated show for decades as well. Dr. Ruth Westheimer.
Hello. My name is Dr. Ruth.
Exactly.
Hello.
Exactly. Do you know who this is, Curtis? Do you have a clue who Dr. Ruth is?
I know who Jim Rome is. I don't know who any of the others
are. So former host of the Dr. Ruth show on NBC Radio, but also, you know, frequent guest of talk shows forever. And
yeah.
She said when she closed, by the way, Sexually Speaking is the name of her show in WYNY in New York. She's 91. It's hard
91.
To, yeah, it's hard to listen to advice about sex at that age. But she says as she closed her acceptance speech, she told the audience, "Do me a favor," she says, "try a new sexual position tonight and then reach out to me and my agent and tell me how it was so I learned something new. You should learn something new tonight."
She would do that all the time. She would drive Carson crazy.
Yeah.
Seriously.
Letterman.
It was
oh, yeah.
hilarious.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And Curtis, she's about 4'4"?
Maybe.
She's very short.
Oh, God. Yeah.
And she has that real thick accent. And she's a hoot, if I can say it.
Oh, she's a bulldog.
Yeah.
She burst through the room, like, get out of her way.
Yeah.
Get the hell out of her way when she's there. It was a lot of fun. Okay. And truly one of the busiest guys, the nicest guys on radio, and that is the one and only Ryan Seacrest. So,
oh.
Ryan, so why radio? People might not know this. He is the morning man. I don't even know how he does.
He does. He's 24/7. There aren't enough hours in the day for him to do everything he does.
No. So he's Kiss FM in Los Angeles.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess if you got a Sirius satellite, you can get Ryan's show. It's On Air with Ryan Seacrest. But he's been doing that for quite some time.
Mm-hmm.
It's called On Air with Ryan Seacrest. And then American Top 40 with Ryan Seacrest.
Mm-hmm.
He's hosted that. He took over for Casey Kasem 15 years ago. And then he does American Idol. He does Live with Regis and Kelly. There was, and I'll say this quickly, there was a Jack Benny show with Johnny Carson. I'm going to really date myself here because I remember watching this. And he said, Johnny said to Jack, I don't know how you do all this. Like, you're on TV, you're on radio, you're doing all this stuff. And Johnny went to open up his dressing room door, Jack's dressing room door, and opened it up. And they saw guys unscrewing Jack's head and taking off his arm. He was like a mannequin and storing him in a box until the next morning.
Oh, my gosh.
And that's kind of how I view Ryan in all this, right?
Yeah.
So backstage, I asked Ryan what his induction into the Radio Hall of Fame meant to him.
So congratulations on the Radio Hall of Fame. This must be very exciting.
It's so exciting to be with a bunch of radio people. I love it. Yeah, it's like guys that I admire and look up to, and Dr. Ruth, who I just met for the first time.
That's awesome.
So it's fun.
Now, many say Ryan is our generation's Dick Clark, because he is. You think about Dick Clark's rocking New Year's Eve with Ryan Seacrest. I mean, all the music stuff that he does, America's Top 40, he's our Casey Kasem. He's like a one-man show in all respects. But Dick was inducted into the Radio Hall of Fame all the way back in 1990 right here in Chicago. And I asked Ryan what Dick's legacy and mentoring meant to him.
You know, anything that he has been able to do that I get near, I'm always so thankful and grateful for, because he personally led the way for me in so many ways before I met him and after I met him.
Right, absolutely. I was just with our mutual friend Sean Compton.
Yes.
And he was showing me, it looked like a cocktail napkin for the first contract for America's Top 40. Can you believe it's been 15 years?
He sent me a note saying, I found something from our past. And I said, what? He said, it's the napkin we wrote down the first deal on. And I said, well, I want that. He said, well, he's going to keep it for now. I can't believe it's been that long. I really can, but I love it.
Congratulations.
Great to see you.
So Jimmy Fallon, who's a friend of Ryan's, is the guy that inducted him, which was great because, again, doing it in New York, we had access to Jimmy, who obviously was doing a show that night and just shot over right after the show. Really, really nice guy. Got to talk to him backstage a little bit before that as well. But here is the Tonight Show's Jimmy Fallon inducting Ryan Seacrest into the Radio Hall of Fame.
Be here tonight to see Ryan Seacrest inducted into the Radio Hall of Fame, but really the only surprise is that he's not hosting this event. I was born in Brooklyn, but I was raised upstate New York, and I remember spending a whole weekend with my dad running speaker wire through the whole house all the way up to the attic in hopes that we can get reception to WCBS-FM and get to hear Cousin Brucey. WCBS-FM, draft, I love listening to radio then, and I love listening to radio now. I was raised on radio. Cut to 2005, I'm living in LA, and I just left Saturday Night Live, and I had two movies tank at the box office. One has a 9% rating on Rotten Tomatoes, which is very hard to get single digits. I'm very proud of that. But when you're in LA, you spend so much of your time...
Taxi!
That's the movie. Right there, yeah. Taxi to go on. Thank you. When you're in L.A., you spend so much time driving from one place to another. It is true. In L.A., if someone goes, it's a great place that you should walk. I go, oh, really? Where? They go, you just take the 405 to the 101 to the... And you go, okay. So you're driving to walk. Anyway, you spend a lot of time in the car, so you listen to radio a lot. And the people on the radio become your friends. Like tonight, Kevin and Bean, I spend many hours knowing them, even though we don't know each other. Ryan Seacrest, he was there when I went on auditions and didn't get the part. And he was with me when I went on auditions and did get the part. So Ryan Seacrest doesn't know this, but we've actually been friends for 15 years. That's the power of radio. And he didn't know that I was there for him, but I'm grateful that he was there for me. So when I was asked if I could induct Ryan Seacrest into the Radio Hall of Fame, I was honored because I know how much this means to him. He's been on my show, and he's been my actual friend more like 10 years. But it's been so fun to see his career take off. He's done things no DJ would ever think is possible. He hosts the biggest show on TV, the biggest show on radio. He has his own menswear line, his own skincare line. He knows Kelly Ripa. Not only that, he's done so much to change the lives of children in need with the Ryan Seacrest Foundation. If you get a chance, look at his Instagram. Don't follow him. It's not that good. But if you go to his Instagram and you see how much he cares and how much he gives back, it's a really cool thing. The last time he was on my show, he just found out that he was being inducted into the Radio Hall of Fame. And you can see that out of all the things we talked about, that was the most thing that he was most excited about. Like, he was just like a little kid. So when I was approached to honor him here tonight, I jumped at the chance because out of all the things that he's done, I know this one is a big deal to him. This is the one that matters, and I want to be there for that one. And now here's the video package, and I have no idea what this is. The history of Ryan Seacrest. I don't know what it is. It's 2 minutes of home movies of Ryan as a little fat kid. Here you go. Enjoy.
He's on air with Ryan Seacrest.
Radio star, television host, producer, and entrepreneur, Ryan Seacrest is one of the hardest working people in show business. Born in Dunwoody, Georgia, Ryan was captivated by radio as a child. As an intern at Atlanta's WSTR-FM, Ryan worked with legendary programmer Tom Sullivan. When a DJ called in sick, Tom put Ryan on the air for the first time, which led to a weekend overnight shift at the station.
I just wanted to be around music and around a radio station and interacting with people.
Ryan spent time studying journalism at the University of Georgia, but at 19, left for Hollywood, where he quickly found a few TV hosting jobs. At 20, Ryan was hosting Ryan Seacrest for The Ride Home on LA's KYSR-FM. That success led to Ryan becoming the host of the Fox reality juggernaut, American Idol, making Ryan a household name. Ryan took over hosting American Top 40 for the legendary Casey Kasem in 2004. That same year, he became host of 102.7 KISS FM's Morning Drive show, On Air with Ryan Seacrest, which Premier Networks began syndicating in 2006. The Marconi and Emmy Award winner has become a hosting and producing powerhouse with credits that include Live with Kelly and Ryan, Keeping Up with the Kardashians, and many others. Additionally, Ryan gives back to the community through the Ryan Seacrest Foundation, which has built broadcast media centers within pediatric hospitals for patients to explore the creative realms of media.
Broadcasting from Children's Hospital, Orange County, what up to everybody who's watching here?
Ryan Seacrest is truly America's host and a deserving inductee into the Radio Hall of Fame.
Yeah. As anyone in radio knows, the biggest enemy you could ever have is dead air. So I kind of find it a little ironic that Ryan coined the phrase, after the break. You're going to find out after the break. So Ryan, we're going to induct you into the Radio Hall of Fame, but we're going to do it after the break. I'm just kidding. Ryan Seacrest, it's my pleasure to formally induct you into the Radio Hall of Fame. Ladies and gentlemen, Ryan Seacrest!
Thank you, man. Thank you so much. Here, Jimmy.
Hold it for a second. Thanks. Thank you, Jimmy. Thank you very much. Thank you for still being awake. I know many of you have morning drive shows, and we got up at 4:52 this morning. So, Jimmy, he does the Tonight Show. I need Dr. Ruth's box to stand on, Jimmy.
You don't need to talk that much into the microphone.
It is radio.
Yeah, it's not? Okay. Is that better?
Yeah.
All right.
But I sound so much bigger this way. I'm just 5'8 on my license. Jimmy does the Tonight Show, as you know, here in New York City, except this week he was just talking about it backstage. He had to do it in Texas, which was great, with the college kids, and he just got off an airplane to be here tonight, so we made it very easy for him. Thank you for being here tonight, Mr. Fallon. I appreciate your friendship over the years. Also, thank you to my parents. I'm so excited to be here with them tonight. I ruined their Christmas Eve 45 years ago when I was born. My dad had a Bloody Mary immediately afterwards, but thank you for your support over all the years, Mom and Dad, Connie and Gary. My sister Meredith, thank you, Meredith, for all of your love and support. Shayna, my girlfriend, thank you so much for being here tonight. I love you. My work wife, Kelly Ripa, Mark, I love her too. And I want to thank all of the other inductees here tonight as well. Also, Craig Kitchen, Dennis Green, my team, who has the worst table in the room, in the back by the draft, the door. My morning show team there, Sissany, Tanya, Patty, Mark, Jennifer, Dennis, all here tonight. Also, thank you to Samantha, Jeff Tubbs, Mark, and of course, John Ivey, our KISS FM program director, Amy Sugarman, and everyone back in L.A., Lisa Fox for The Ride Home, who worked with me at Star, Ellen Kay, Bob Pittman, Rich Bressler at iHeart, Julie Talbot, Jennifer Limegrover at Premiere, my personal team who are with me all the time, Jeff Refold, Craig Jacobson, and Belinda Gemelli, my right and left hand. Hollywood, so great to see you. John, wonderful to celebrate you. Joe, Dr. Ruth, thank you. Shana, you heard her advice. Kevin and Bean, Bean was a guest on my show yesterday. Thank you for filling that slot. It's an honor to be with you guys as well. Harry, just incredible. And of course, Jim, I've been a fan for so many years. It's great to see you too. Just a quick story, because I know it's late and everybody's got to be somewhere, but a quick short story about the first radio contest I ever won. It was on Z93 WZGC, a pop station in Atlanta when I was a kid. I was 10. I was listening after school. It was part of my daily ritual where I would make nachos on a cookie sheet and wait for Oprah to come on WSB TV Channel 2. My ABC family is here as well. Gelman and Deborah, thank you guys from WABC for being here. An affiliate shout out there. And the jock on Z93 said he was looking for caller 93. So I ran to the phone, and which was on the wall because that's where the phones were back then. And I dialed as fast as I could. And I don't know if it was fate or if it was the fact that I just was so excited. The adrenaline was rushing. But whatever it was, I got through. And I heard the ring, and I was caller 93. And I still remember that sound of being put on hold through the board, which is... And that's when your heart starts to pound, because you're about to be either on the air or recorded to be on the air. Right? You remember that? That's it. And my prize that I was holding for, and I was so excited about, was a 6-month supply of Coca-Cola, a season's pass to Six Flags, and a members only jacket. Right? That was the prize. I was so excited. And I distinctly recall being just mesmerized at that moment. And the funny thing was, as I was sitting there waiting, one small detail I forgot about, I was not old enough and eligible to win the prize. So when they asked for my date of birth, I handed the Uniden cordless or whatever, the phone to my mom in her Fila tracksuit right there in the kitchen. And she had no idea what the prize was, but it was gold, obviously. So she technically won that prize, and she was kind enough to share the Coca-Cola, the pass, and the members-only jacket with me. So thank you, Mom. But it was truly a bigger prize that I won in that moment. When I felt what was happening, when I heard my voice through the speakers, when I got to go down to the radio station to pick up the prize, that is when I fell in love with this world that we work in. That is when I fell in love with radio. I literally went back to my house. I started to talk up intros on K-Singles. I referred to my sister as my co-host. I had call letters at the dinner table. But I also started to mow lawns to make some money for something very important. It was not unusual to make some extra cash on the weekends mowing lawns. I didn't want to make money to buy clothes or video games. My money was destined for Radio Shack at Perimeter Mall, next to the Taco Viva, right by the Great American Cookie Company in the Pierport. I was saving up to buy my first mixer because I was going to be an on-air radio personality, a DJ. I was mowing the lawns every weekend, and I had that yellow, remember the yellow water-resistant Sony Walkman? Right? The thing you snap the cover with the cassette, right? And I was listening to a guy counting down the 40 biggest songs in the USA from coast to coast. His name was Casey Kasem. The legend. And I can hear his voice now. And from pulling the carts, you know, from the walls for other DJs, to driving the van, to queuing up the reel-to-reel tapes, it has been a lifetime. And a lot has changed over the years. Radio has become a multi-billion dollar business, which reminds me, this portion of this speech is brought to you by Taco Bell. Live Mas! But what hasn't changed, I think, for all of us, and I got to tell you, you know, I love it every day. I get a chance to do television every day, other television. I love being in that studio. It is magic. It is electricity. And all of us, I think, feel that it's not just something we do to get into the business because there's money to be made or for recognition. We truly do it because it is in our blood. And the thrill of matching that jingle with the tempo of the next song in the queue. I can't say it's 8:42. I must say it's 18 before 9. I time checks, you know. We do it because it truly is in our blood. We do it because we love it. We do it because it's something that we can't live without. When I called into Z93 that day, I thought I envisioned myself drinking the new Coke and wearing the jacket and going to Six Flags. I never, ever, ever in my wildest dreams imagined this room, these legends, this career, and this incomparable moment of being inducted into the Radio Hall of Fame. Thank you for staying late. Thank you very much for listening. Congratulations to all of you, and good night. Thank you.
How cool was that?
Pretty cool to listen to
that. That was awesome.
Yeah, I mean, you know what? I know the quality wasn't perfect, but the reason I wanted to share this is what both Jimmy and Ryan said, both to me personally and then during their speech, is that how much radio meant to them growing up, and radio is their friend. And that's how I always view WGN.
Mm-hmm. Oh, definitely.
All right, we'll be right back.